What's right with the world?
Hello there.
Hi.
What's right with the world?
I will tell you. With the support of the European Commission, all the political parties in the European Parliament have signed a code of conduct for the European elections. By having signed this code of conduct, the signatories have vowed not to produce, use or disseminate misleading content generated, for example, by artificial intelligence. And political parties have also pledged to refrain from using political advertising sponsored by undeclared interests.
Ah, okay. So this was a necessary measure, I'll wager. Has content been misleading in the past? And was it sort of unclear who was providing money, who was in the background?
Apparently, yes. Yeah. As Vera Jourova, the Vice President of the European Commission, said, this code of conduct was really necessary because in previous elections there were hidden manipulations that called the fairness of the election into question. Mm. Furthermore, with some of the recent scandals such as Qatargate and Russiagate, the European Parliament cannot afford any more problems that undermine people's confidence in the elections.
Qatargate, Russiagate, can you give us a recap on those gates?
Yeah, so very quickly, Qatargate is, or was, I'm not sure if it's really done with, a political scandal that involved allegations that European Parliament officials, lobbyists and their families were influenced by the governments of Qatar, Morocco and Mauritania, engaging in corruption, money laundering and organized crime. Mm-hmm. And Russiagate is about the alleged interference of Russian elections of European countries. Most recent example is that of leaders of the far-right Alternative for Germany, AfD party, that put pressure on a lawmaker of that same party to come clean after Czech media reported that he accepted €25,000 from a pro-Russian network that is trying to influence European public opinion ahead of the European elections in June.
Right. So in terms of no longer undermining the public's confidence in the elections and winning back faith in politics, I guess it's very important that this code of conduct is signed by all the parties. I mean,
yes.
Everyone needs to be on board.
Everyone needs to. It has not been signed by the two most far-right parties, but they will, and they have said they would sign, so yeah. This is going to happen. And in the words of Vice President, again, Vera Jourova, she said, these scandals have created a high level of mistrust. There's something rotten in Brussels. I've heard it said in many places that people don't know the difference between the European Parliament and individuals. I think we need to act proactively against this feeling of people who think that it makes no sense to go and vote because the system is dirty. Adding, the system is not dirty.
Okay, so basically it's a clean-up act in an attempt to get voters' confidence back and actually get people to vote in the next elections.
Yes, that is about right. But I'm an optimist, so for me, I want to regard it as more than just words or even signatures, but as a meaningful attempt to really change for the better. Why I think this is what's right with the world.
Well, fair enough, yeah. Any step towards fair and more sort of transparent elections is cause for celebration, and indeed is something that is what is right with the world. Well,
exactly.
Done you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.